It's always a great joy to celebrate this Eucharist with you this morning. And here we are on this beautiful fall day with these powerful scripture readings before us. About 28 years ago, I was at a party and someone came up to me and said, "Can you explain Catholicism to me?" All I had at hand was a pen and a cocktail napkin. That's a challenge. But the first thing I did was write down the word God the Father. And then I drew an arrow below it, and then I put God the Son. And I spent the first 7 minutes explaining that for us as Catholics, us as Christians, the fundamental dynamic of the entire history of the universe is the fact that God the Son was sent by God the Father into this world, and that he became human, that he humbled himself, that he embraced this path of downward mobility. First of all, God becoming human. Secondly, God becoming human and being nailed to a cross. So that first fundamental movement of the incarnation, the second fundamental movement of the crucifixion and resurrection, we see God who is beyond all things, God who is all-knowing, all-powerful, transcendent, mysterious, awesome, humbling himself to become one of his own creatures. For 2,000 years, the church has never gotten over the wonder of that mystery and of that power. And so today's great second reading, St. Paul quotes the canonic hymn, which already in those early years of the church, someone had put to words and music that fundamental movement of the Son, from being seated in glory at the right hand of the Father to being born in a cave in poverty in Bethlehem. For us, that's at the very heart and center of all things. It's at the very core of our faith. We live in a world that is often on a path of upward mobility. If I go to the right school and get the right job, I can make all this money and get all this stuff. I was talking to a waitress at a restaurant a few weeks ago, and I'm always intrigued. I always try to figure out what makes people tick. What's your dream? What is it that you want to do with your life? And so I was asking her all those questions. And 20 years old, she said, "I'm not really sure, but the one thing I do know is I want to make a lot of money." And I thought, well, that's good. But that's not what life is about for us. But so often we're sold a bill of goods that we will be happy if we climb that upward path of mobility. But if we're busy doing that, we're going to meet God coming down the ladder on the other side on this downward path of mobility. And so kenosis means self-emptying. And in Jesus Christ, we see God emptying himself out completely, going down to the very depths of our sinfulness, entering into the mystery of our death, encountering our fear, going down to the very hole of hell, in a sense, in order to lift us all up with him. So our path is one of upward mobility, but not as the world understands it. It's a spiritual path of upward mobility. So when we embrace the mystery of our faith, when we live the mystery of the church, the Holy Spirit leads us to Jesus, and Jesus leads us to the Father, not only after we're dead, but right here and right now. And so Jesus comes to us in order to lift us up. And so the great secret of life, and John Paul II talked about this so often, is the law of the gift, that we will only be happy when we give ourselves away. We will only discover joy when we forget ourselves on purpose and allow the needs of others, to allow God to empty us out of self and to be filled with him. And so we can ask ourselves this morning, am I still trying to climb that upward ladder? Am I still trying to get the things that this world says will make me happy? Or am I truly convicted that I will only discover joy, that I will only discover my true self when I go down into the depths with Jesus, into the depths of my own humanity, and into the depths of the suffering of others? So I look at all of us, We're engaged in so many things. We live in the world of education and healthcare, the world of the church, the world of commerce and business, the world of family. Every single day, there's people that put demands on us. Every single day, there's people that ask us to do things, to sacrifice ourselves, to give ourselves away. Every single day, the Lord comes to us in disguise and invites us to empty ourselves out of self and to be filled with Him. In the gospel today, Jesus tells that very simple parable of the two sons. One says, "Yes, Father, I will do your will," but does not. The other one initially says, "No, I don't want to do anything for you," but eventually goes. Jesus is the Son that goes. Jesus is the Son who does the will of the Father. How much He must love us that God would empty Himself of glory to come to us. Because we would expect God to enter this world in a blaze of splendor, and yet He's born in poverty. We would expect Him to show His mighty power to the wealthy and the powerful. Instead, He touches the sick and the poor and the hungry. We would expect Him to save us simply by waving His hand with an order of divine power. Instead, He mounts a cross and dies as a criminal outside the city gate. The humility of Christ, the poverty of Christ, the self-emptying of Christ is something that should always move our hearts and lead us to do the same. And so we can never pass a crucifix with indifference because we see there on full display the humility of God. God emptying Himself out in order to lead us up to the glory of heaven. Every time I distribute communion at Mass, I never cease to be moved. Because when you think about it, from Jesus' side, Jesus Christ travels the infinite distance from heaven to become our Eucharist, our food and drink on this altar. What a journey that is. Each one of us has made a journey from the moment of our conception to this very time and place in St. John's Cathedral on Sunday, September 25th, 2011. So here comes...